When the jury acquitted four policemen and an Aboriginal police aide of the manslaughter of 16-year-old John Pat in September of 1983, loud sobs broke out from the families at the back of the court. 57 witnesses had been called over the 3.5-week trial, in which the jury was told that Mr. Pat was kicked and beaten and that his injuries caused his death in the Roebourne lock-up. And while no one was found responsible and no action was taken against police involved, it was John Pat's death that was the catalyst for the setting up of the Royal Commission into Black Deaths in Custody 4 years later. And yesterday afternoon, members of his family arrived from Roebourne to attend a remembrance rally to mark that 30th anniversary and to hear an apology motion proposed by Ben Wyatt and passed unanimously by the Parliament.
Madam Acting Speaker, I move that this Parliament acknowledge that the 28th of September 2013 marks the 30th anniversary of the death of 16-year-old John Pat at Roebourne Police Station, and on behalf of all Western Australians, in the spirit of reconciliation and healing, apologises to Mrs Mavis Pat and her family for the untimely death of her son.
Now, yesterday, John Pat's younger sister Maisie addressed that rally of remembrance.
To me, nothing's changed. First justice for my people and all people of today. My brother's life was taken. It only seems like yesterday was taken from me, and today I still wish I had my big brother here today.
She still wishes that she had her big brother with her today. Maisie joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Morning.
What happened to your brother, Maisie?
Well, I was in Perth here in that year, 1983, attending Hamilton Senior High School, year 9. And one night I got a phone call from the family. So I was flown like early hours the next morning back home. And while I was on the plane on my own, and I was sort of crying as well, same time, and no one with me, no family members with me. And knowing going home with them, and not being, knowing my brother won't be home. 30 years ago, I was only young. I wish I knew a lot. Know what I know today, I knew a lot then. But being young, and 30 years later, there's still a day that never goes by without thinking about my brother. Mum, you know, is still the same. You know, her baby's been taken away from her too early.
She did it tough. Here is a...
And still, you know, we're still grieving. We're still, you know, looking for justice.
I'm going to play you some of Mum, an interview that was recorded at the time.
Sometimes when I get lonely, I think about him. Then that's why I go have a bit of drink to forget about him. When I'm at home, make me think what happened to him.
Do you know what happened to your brother?
All I know is killed by people. And these people, they were police. They were the law. And I believe few of them was off duty. And all I know, they bashed him up. And there were other people in the police lockup at that night too, the same night, and they could hear my brother crying out for help, help, help. Where was the help? And my brother shouldn't have been in that police van in the first place. He was only 16 years old. If they knew the law, they would have taken him home.
Maisie, I understand your mum is the family member who comes down to Perth every year to mark the anniversary of her son's death. This is the first time that you've come down. Did you take any comfort from an apology that was delivered in the WA Parliament yesterday?
I accept the apology. But I know there's still a long way to go. things have changed with the law system, police, security, prisons and stuff. I don't think so. To me, it's like the statistics are much more high in Aboriginal deaths in custody. And it's not just my people, Aboriginal people, it's also the non-Indigenous as well. So something needs to be done about, police law.
My guest this morning is Maisie, younger sister of John Pat, who died 30 years ago, 1983. What began as a brawl in a pub ended in a death in a cell. I guess an apology is a way of the state saying we're sorry, but it is not an acknowledgement of how your brother died, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say, yes, we killed him.
No, it doesn't. What I'd like to see those policemen to pay their time for their crimes. And where are they? Are they the ones who need to apologise to me, my mum and our family?
Can you describe how life has been? You told us you were just a Year 9 girl studying in Perth when you had the phone call that your brother had died. Can you tell us what life has been like in those 30 years?
30 years? When I turned 18, being the legal age of going into the pubs, I sort of went off course. Every police uniform, I saw a person in that police uniform, I really went anti. I was very anti-racist towards police uniforms.
Yeah, angry.
And very angry, yes. And but then as you get older, you realise not to judge people.
Not to judge people.
That's right.
It's hard not to judge people, but is it an easier place for you to be today?
Easier, much easier not to judge people. But like I said, we haven't done wrong. Me and my people, we've tolerated so much since 1788. I'm still going through what my old people went through.
Do you have any expectation that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when someone speaks of a 50th anniversary to mark the death of your brother, that things will change and that things have changed, that attitudes have changed?
No, even today we still sort of experience or get the same treatment now and again by, specific police, men. Now, some are good and some are bad. And we're going to have to accept that, the good and the bad things, people.
Before I farewell you, Maisie, how do you remember your brother?
My brother is just another big brother. He was there all the time for me, just like any other human being. A young 16-year-old teenage boy. He acted like a 16-year-old. The only thing was he came out of traditional law and a manhood, and he didn't see the following year.
I appreciate you talking to me today.